Regina, four individuals in Regina with intellectual disabilities have a new place to call home. The ribbon was cut at a grand opening of a group home located on 313 Brookview Drive in Northwest Regina. Among those on hand were representatives from the Government of Saskatchewan, including Laura Ross, appearing on behalf of Social Services Minister Jean Makowski, as well as Chip and Dale Homes Inc. Also part of the ribbon cutting were the four individuals who are new residents at the location. They have been living in the group home since February, but now they were able to celebrate the official grand opening. "We are very excited for the official opening of your home," said Chip and Dale Homes Inc. Executive Director Tamara Jackson. "It's been a long time waiting and we are very happy you were able to move in this spring and we were able to celebrate today. We're very excited we were able to support four people in their new home. They're lovely people to get to know and we look forward to supporting them for a very long time," said Jackson. Chip and Dale Homes Inc. is the nonprofit organization that operates 15 group homes supporting a total of 54 individuals. This particular group home was developed with capital funding from Saskatchewan Housing Corporation of more than $1.1 million, with the Ministry of Social Services providing $55,000 in startup funding. The ministry also is providing more than $571,000 in annual funding. Minister Ross got to meet the new residents and the indication is they like their new and spacious surroundings. "This is why it's important to have programs like this, ensuring that young adults with intellectual disabilities have every opportunity to enjoy a really comfortable home," said Ross. "This house is just another step for them to fulfill a good lifestyle." While she acknowledged there were still needs to be addressed, Ross added this was a day of celebration. Everyone wants to be proud of where they live. "You can no longer count on social media to deliver important news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking saskdoday.ca's homepage at this link. Subscribe to saskdoday.ca newsletter to get our daily news to your inbox."